their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today here on this Thursday, March 12th, 2026 edition. A Senate bill to stop the Unemployment Insurance Agency recovering non-fraud COVID-19 overpayments. Remember back in the day, March 2020, when we all had to stay home for 2 weeks, and then 2 weeks turned into 2 months. The governor overreacting based on fake information quarantined the state of Michigan. Well, now there's a bill, Senate Bill 700, which passed unanimously in the Senate back in December. UIA, Unemployment Insurance Agency, must stop recovering improper China virus payments, the Senate said, when they voted unanimously. All Republicans and all Democratic state senators voted for this stupid bill on December 10th, 2025. Well, what were they trying to do? Get back $9 billion of overpayments that were paid to people that shouldn't have gotten the money during the COVID-19 pandemic. MERS News Service spoke with House Speaker Matt Hall, and he says no to voting on the Senate bill stopping Michigan's Unemployment Insurance Agency from collecting money improperly paid to non-fraudulent beneficiaries during the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's what it all started. September 2025, an audit was done of the Unemployment Insurance Agency. In the report, they posted that roughly 350,000 workers with claims in collections dating all the way back to March of 2020 will be obligated to return benefits. For 5 years, the Unemployment Insurance Agency paused its recollection efforts for the pandemic timeline overpayments due to a court proceeding. That lawsuit concluded May 13th of 2025 in the settlement of Kelly Saunders versus the State of Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency's class action lawsuit. Well, based on that lawsuit, what they're trying to do with Senate Bill 700 would bar the Unemployment Insurance Agency, the UIA, from collecting overpayments made in non-fraud scenarios when the 3 years have elapsed since the end of the benefit was first established for the claim, quote-unquote. It would also apply retroactively to all claims for benefits beginning on or after February 1st of 2020. One of the advocates for the legislation hoped that they had secured the business community's neutral comfort when an amendment was approved by Republican Senator Thomas Elbert of Lowell. The bill intended to hold the unemployment trust fund unaffected by residents' requests to have their overpayment waived. The trust fund contains employers' contributions to the unemployment system as well. Well, Speaker Hall said he's been working hand in hand with the Unemployment Insurance Agency and its new current director. The previous one got fired for doing this. Hall said, in most cases that were overpaid, people that were overpaid using our taxpayer dollars were all communicated with many times. They should have come up with a reasonable repayment plan based on communications and something that people could afford. Recovering this money for the taxpayers, because at the end of the day, a lot of small businesses also paid into this tax. Then the Whitmer administration paid it out, many through cases of fraud or through mismanagement. Hall described wanting the people to be affected to repay through a reasonable payment plan over time, with the government ensuring that there would be communications. I do not support the agency going to people that they did not communicate with at all, even though there was some kind of error, and then now trying to force them to pay it back in a very quick way. Yeah, just write us a check. You got $5,000 in unemployment insurance benefits that you weren't entitled to. It was our mistake. What Hall says is, I want a measured, reasonable repayment plan. Well, the main sponsor of the bill, Senator Jeff Irwin, the Communist Democrat from Ann Arbor, pushed for the passage of the bill, saying that many residents who did nothing wrong are about to get their state tax refunds garnished without any due process. He said, we were facing a global pandemic. Congress in Washington made the foolish decision to run relief through state unemployment insurance agencies. Here in Michigan, our unemployment insurance agency was not prepared to deal with the flood of work, the influx of all this money. It caused them to be overwhelmed and struggling to track who was paid and what and who had what documents turned in to justify the payments. They particularly had no way to deal with the people, many of whom were gig, quote-unquote, workers, many who were low-income workers who weren't already in the unemployment system. Gig workers, that's entertainers, people that get called for services, they're not paying in to the unemployment system. Many of these folks, the story goes on to say, were self-employed. 1099 workers, independent contractors and gig workers, folks who were told that they were just listed as low income, therefore qualified for the benefits. However, they never paid into or were covered by unemployment insurance system. Those folks were told to simply apply, ask for help, so they did. Hall went on to explain that bricklayers, electricians, servers, waitresses, bartenders, Uber drivers, who were improperly paid during the pandemic, should be mad when their tax refunds are garnished, as well as the legislators representing them. Senator Irwin called out Governor Gretchen Whitmer as well, saying that it was her administration which can step up to have the Unemployment Insurance Agency admit they committed the errors and wipe out some of these recovery options. But if this bill can get on the governor's desk before tax refunds are due, then these people can be saved from the pain and punishment that they did not deserve, said Irwin, the main sponsor of the bill. So very, very interesting story, and we'll see where this goes. One other story. Let's see. We got time for this one? Yeah, I think we do. Michigan would move its primary election from August to May under legislation that moved out of the Senate Elections and Ethics Committee this morning. Michigan could only hold local millages, school bond elections in November under the legislation that passed 56-50 yesterday afternoon. Changing the election calendar are coming with two different purposes in mind. For the Senate committee, shifting Michigan's primary election comes at the request of local clerks who claim that turning around the November general election after the August primary, based on new early voting requirements, makes things very difficult after they just finished the August primary. Senate bills 692, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, and 98. Why so many bills? Well, the bottom line is it would change the statute. So independent statewide candidates need to collect 15 to 30,000 signatures, the same as partisan candidates, in order to qualify to be on the ballot. Right now, Mike Duggan, running as an independent, he only has to collect 12,000. Also, adjust the campaign finance deadlines to coincide with the new May primary dates. If you move it up to May instead of August, they can get the primary done in May. The candidates can have more time to raise money and door knock heading into November. But it also consolidates it into one election. If you're going to have May elections for bonds and school millages, why not hold the primary? Kind of interesting concept. A couple more paragraphs, we'll wrap this up. Final segment of today's show, we'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of today, just to finish up this story about elections in the state of Michigan. Later in the day yesterday, the State House Republican majorities passed House Bills 4583 and HB 4584. It limits new or increased local millages and school bond proposals to appear only on the November general election ballot. The argument is that the ballot questions directly impact the pocketbooks of voters and should be on a ballot when we have the highest voter turnout, said State Representative Matt Maddock. School millages increase property taxes, plain and simple. Right now, low turnout elections make it easier for those increases to pass without the majority of our residents weighing in on it. These reforms help prevent property taxes from rising without broad, full voter community support. Maddock also said it's a transparency issue. This practice has become a strategy for some cities and school districts to advance unpopular proposals with not much public attention. Low turnout elections mean fewer people are aware that these proposals are even on the ballot. Requiring these questions to appear on a November ballot ensures greater public participation and that the outcome better reflects the true will of the community, said Maddock. Well, Democrats voted against the bill on the argument that school districts need flexibility to get certain measures passed when it works logistically for them. In many cases, this was the first week in May, 2 months before the school's new fiscal year starts. We have to turn in our budget, and if it passes in May, we can put it in the budget effectively in July. Hillsdale County Clerk Abe Dane said, "We simply cannot force all of these ballot questions onto our November ballots." They add a number of proposals that these bills would force on the November ballots would increase the complexity of recounts, post-election audits add to voter fatigue, increase printing costs, and may even cause some precincts to have their ballots appear on multiple sheets due to the amount of bills and proposals and millages that could appear on the November ballot. Well, it passed in the House. Now let's see what the Senate Democrats do. And then the other question, would Governor Gretchen Whitmer sign it? Probably not. Very liberal, progressive governor likes low voter turnout for May elections. Most of our snowbirds aren't even back from Florida yet. But yet their property taxes go up every year because a small handful of liberal, usually retired union school teachers get out the vote. More money, more money, more money. That's what they're all about. Well, let's see if the Senate passes it, and let's see if the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, ends up signing it. I'm willing to bet probably she won't sign it. The bill will be vetoed. It will be kept by the Republicans. And when we get a new Republican governor January 1st this next year, 2027, they'll put it back through the House, the Senate, and send it to the Republican governor for signature. I can't imagine one of our Republican candidates for governor wouldn't be willing to sign the bill. I hate, absolutely hate the May elections. I think they should be banned altogether. November should be when we vote. The only thing we could do early would be the primaries, and I don't even think the general public should even be involved in the general primaries. I think the most educated, most informed party members, precinct delegates, should be selecting our candidates to be going into the November election. Eliminate primary elections altogether. Go to a state convention on Friday, Saturday, Sunday if necessary. If you're running for statewide election, get up on the stage. You got 10 minutes to talk. And then let the precinct delegates vote who should be our Republican candidate. Democrats would vote who should be their Democratic candidate for governor, for U.S. Senator. Not the sheeple people. The general population, where we are forced to run ads, radio, TV, mailers in the mailbox, and put up signs. So much money is spent on our primaries, it's ridiculous. That money should be used for November elections, not a primary in August. Eliminate primary elections by the general public altogether. Let the state parties do it at a state convention. We're doing it here in a couple weeks. March 28th, we're all going to Novi for Attorney General, Secretary of State, Supreme Court justices, and the universities. Why couldn't we just go on and do the governor's and the U.S. Senate race? Break out into caucus on Friday night and do your state reps and do your state senators. Saturday, statewide, if you run too long, wrap it up on Sunday. I don't think it would. I think you could take care of it on Friday and Saturday. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to